size. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. I talked to the guy at the Social Security Administration office back just before I turned 62, and I asked him, I says, what would you do? Would you retire early, or would you, he says, I'll tell you right now, he says, I work for this place. And he says, I'm going to retire 62 also. He says, I've done the math on this. He says, you have to live, if you wait till full retirement age, you have to live 10 years past that to make up for all the money you're going to lose from the time you go out from 62 to 66 in 10 months, or 60, we'll just round it off, say 67 years old. I said, okay. I said, I'm retiring at 62. You draw a lot less money. Not a lot less, but you draw less money, of course, because you're retired already. I said, you have to live 10 years. So that means you got to live to be 77 years old to make up for all the money you're going to lose that you could have made when you retired at 62. That's why I retired at 62 years old. Yes, I have this seasonal job I work. It's 4 months. It's gravy. It's just a gravy job. I go into work every day. We work anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. But it's 4 months, and we're done. I'm done until next season, so there you go. But I'm glad I retired at 62, bud, tell you. Because you're going to have to live to be about 75, 77 years old. I don't know if you've got any health problems or not. I have health problems. I'm a diabetic. I have high blood pressure. I have cholesterol, yada, yada, yada. I have all kinds of health problems. So I don't expect to live all that long. That's another reason why I retired at 62. KCA QBX, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, Mark, yeah, you're right on the math. You're not the only person I've heard that from, and you're absolutely right. You got to live longer to make up for the money in the years that you don't take it. So, yeah, the math's right. There are other factors the way I see it, though, and that is, at my age, I just bought my house 6 years ago. Now, I have quite a bit of, I got about $96,000 of equity in it, so I'm good there. You know, if I had to sell it quick, you know, even if I took less than what the, you know, it was actually appraised at, just to get rid of it quickly, I'd be okay. My issue of waiting till 66 and 10 months, which that just went up recently in 25, it used to be 66, so that means I could have retired this October. But I'm going to have to wait another 10 months from August to 26 to get that second level tier, which is about a little over $400 a month for me. And that means I'd still be able to keep everything I have. And if I decide to work just a couple days a week or a day a week or whatever, you know, I'd still be able to, you know, that would just be because out of boredom probably. And I'd get easy runs and routes on my job. But what I'm saying is that way I can keep everything even longer and still live. I wouldn't be exactly comfortable in case, you know, things started going wrong if I had to replace like a hot water heater, which I only did 2 years ago, so that should be all right. And the furnace and all that was new and the air conditioner was new in 2018, so that isn't that old, and I've had that all inspected
Northern
every
Hub.
Year, and it's good. So